With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration will partially fund the SNAP food aid program to keep it running during the government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
In response to a pair of judges' rulings, the Department of Agriculture will provide some SNAP benefits after funding ran out over the weekend. It's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive. It's also not immediately known how quickly beneficiaries will see value show up on the debit cards they use to buy groceries. SNAP is the country's largest food program and serves about 1 in 8 Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal authorities investigating a near miss between a commercial passenger jet and a helicopter. Here's Bill Alexander.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it happened over Cleveland, Ohio, October 29th. A Southwest Airlines 737 from Baltimore to Cleveland and a Eurocopter medical helicopter came closer to each other than the minimum amount of distance required between aircraft to maintain safety. The Southwest flight had to abort its landing at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. This comes as the government shutdown has increased pressure on the air traffic control system. Bill Alexander, Washington.
An avalanche in Nepal sweeping through a camp on Mount Yalong Ri. Officials say 5 foreign climbers have died in addition to a couple of Nepali guides. 5 other people were hurt at the base camp. Officials say it was located at just over 16,000 feet. In the meantime, rescue teams are trying to reach the site on foot, and at last report had not gotten to that site as yet. Authorities do say the weather had been worsening since last week in Nepal, with very heavy snowstorms reported on several mountains. This is SRN News. Are people good or bad?
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Hawaii has ruled the FDA violated the law by imposing restrictions on accessing mifepristone, a popular abortion drug. Lawsuit by the ACLU argues the FDA restricting access to a safe medication without scientific justification. ACLU lawyers asked the judge to find the FDA violated the law. This is SRN News. Well, Microsoft says it will ship NVIDIA's advanced AI chips to the United Arab Emirates. Bob Agnew explains.
The U.S. Commerce Department approved the deal back in September. The company plans to send more than 60,000 NVIDIA chips, including the advanced GB300 Grace Blackwell chips, for use in the UAE data centers. The UAE's access to the chips is linked to its pledge to invest $1.4 trillion in U.S. energy at AI projects. Microsoft's announcement, part of its $15.2 billion investment in UAE technology. Bob Agner reporting.
Denny's restaurant chain being acquired by a private equity investment company. Denny's board unanimously approving the deal, which values Denny's at $620 million, including debt. Under the deal, shareholders will receive $6.25 per share in cash. More details at srnnews.com.